It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
One of the greatest things about video games is the freedom that they grant you over other visual media. To let the story play out however you want and to explore gorgeous, teeming worlds lovingly brought to life by a committed team of artists. But in these 10 games, exploration was less a fun exercise in discovery than it was a chore, a frustration, and even an active detriment to the central gameplay loop. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that punish you for exploring. Number 10, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Given that Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order offered up 8 gorgeously rendered worlds for players to visit, it was a fair assumption that the game would incentivize exploration and discovery in a major way. The gameplay is heavily Metroidvania inspired, what with players being encouraged to revisit planets once they've acquired more force powers, in turn allowing them to reach new areas. As awesome as that sounds though, Jedi Fallen Order is a mess of contradictions, seeming to encourage players going off-piste but presenting itself in such frustrating and confusing fashion as to actually discourage it. For starters, the horrible holographic menus are a real chore to make sense of, which given the oft labyrinth-like nature of the game's worlds, makes even the most basic navigation a real headache. Then there's the game's irksome checkpoint system, whereby resting at a meditation point to restore your health will also cause every enemy in the level to also respawn, meaning that it's often impossible to quickly run to a path that you wanted to check out. The lack of a fast travel makes exploration a chore as well, as there's no way to bypass the mundanity and just get to where you want to go without a bunch of hassle. Anyone hoping to hoover up the game's many, many collectibles is in especially dire straits, unaided by the fact that when you die, which you will often, you have to sit through some disappointingly long loading times even on newer hardware. All in all, it adds up to a game that just doesn't respect the player's time and in turn makes the prospect of exploration bafflingly unappealing. Number 9, Alien Isolation. Alien Isolation was rightly praised upon release for the impressively dynamic AI programming for the Xenomorph that stalks players throughout the game. However, given how gorgeously reminiscent of the original film's ship, the Nostromo, the space station Sevastopol is, players couldn't be blamed for wanting to stop and smell the roses while traipsing around its halls, even with a terrifying alien creature on the loose. While the game absolutely presents itself as encouraging exploration of the station, this is in constant conflict with the game's AI design. Because the longer you spend walking around aimlessly, the more opportunity the AI has to fling a xenomorph attack your way. If you keep moving, it becomes tougher for the game's adaptive AI to adjust to your tactics. But if you take it slow and explore every nook and cranny, it's just a matter of time before you get waylaid by the xenomorph. Hilariously, enough players have complained about this that a mod was eventually created by a fan allowing you to freely explore the station without the threat of the xenomorph at all, which is rather genius. Number 8, Final Fantasy 2. Final Fantasy II is generally accepted to be one of the worst games in the series, and that's in large part due to a maddening gameplay loop that basically begs you to use a guide. The RPG's dungeons design is some of the most infuriating that you'll ever encounter in the genre, with pathways seemingly encouraging exploration only for them to turn up dead ends full of nothing but utter tedium. Now, while it isn't reasonable to expect every part of every dungeon to be air quotes meaningful, Final Fantasy II takes the winding, convoluted dungeon trope to the lengths of self-parody. Further compounding the frustration is the higher encounter rate, and the many, many trapdoors that will throw you into a room just full of tough enemies. The refinements made in the recent Pixel remaster reduce the irritation factor somewhat, but this is still some of the most listless and torturously dull dungeon design in the genre's history. Seriously, unless you are a tireless purist who has to get the job done without any outside help, use a guide or a map to navigate these dungeons, for the love of God. Number 7. Mafia. While the original release of Mafia was dismissed by many as yet another Me Too Grand Theft Auto clone with a period skin job, it really wasn't that at all. This is perhaps best exemplified by the game's insistence that the player conduct themselves in an orderly fashion outside of missions, to the extent that exceeding the speed limit while driving around the city will actually soon enough get you in trouble with the cops. Hell, even running a red light will put you massively at odds with the popo, ensuring a greater sense of air quotes realism when compared to GTA, where the cops don't bat an eye until you've creamed at least a couple of people with your car. Though Mafia's recent definitive edition included more granular options to control the cop's aggressiveness, the original game's traffic flow was so aggressively governed by speed limits that there was even an option to activate a speed limiter, ensuring that players couldn't accidentally exceed the speed limit. It's all very novel in theory and great for those who love to idly cruise, but it also made getting around Lost Heaven an absolutely sluggish chore, in turn making it far less appealing to actually soak in the city's sights. Number 6. Metro Exodus. The Metro franchise is first and foremost centered around survival, but considering how impressively detailed the post-apocalyptic world that you're presented with is, the desire to explore is completely undeniable. And yet, Metro Exodus in particular feels like it's primed to punish those who take detours from the main story path, largely because the subsequent encounters will often put you at a greater disadvantage moving forward. Ammo and general supplies are incredibly scarce throughout the game, and often the cost-benefit balance of exploring the wider world just simply isn't worth it. It's highly likely that you'll end up with less loot than before, so why even bother? In a game where resource management is key and a single mistake can get you killed, there's very little incentive to go anywhere that you don't need to, no matter how lovingly crafted the entire game world is. The trade-off for most players just simply isn't worth it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Deus Ex Human Revolution. In the case of Deus Ex Human Revolution, this applies to one specific part of the game, its opening level, Back in the Saddle. You're tasked with exiting Seraph Industries HQ in order to take on a tense hostage situation, but the game first allows you to explore the office's lobby area if you so wish. There's a lot for players to look at and toy around with here, but those who spend more than 15 minutes tinkering will find that in their next mission, the aforementioned hostages have died. Now, while in fairness, the game does basically say you shouldn't stick around at the HQ for too long, to offer up such an interesting locale for players to explore and then immediately try to hurry them out the door is a total contradiction. Upon the game's release a decade ago, less attentive players even assumed the dead hostages were a bug, hilariously because they made more sense than Eidos presenting players with a neat area to explore while paradoxically telling them to rush to the helipad. Sure, you can return to the lobby later on in the game, but it's not like that we know that when the game starts or are acutely aware of the grave outcome our lollygagging will cause. Number 4. Skies of Arcadia. Though classic Dreamcast RPG Skies of Arcadia has a fond place in many people's hearts, there's absolutely no denying that its overabundance of random encounters absolutely discourages players from exploring its beautiful open world. While the GameCube port Skies of Arcadia Legends nerfed the encounter rate, the original Dreamcast release is an absolute nightmarish avalanche of constant random battles. Given the world's inviting qualities, it's infuriating that you're so often held at arm's length from it by these battles, which are further elongated by both needlessly drawn-out, unskippable animations and a lack of auto-battle options. For a game supposedly to be about the joy of navigating your way through a gorgeous world, its overactive random battles absolutely contradict that. Number 3. Far Cry 4. Now, this really applies to most of the more recent entries into the Far Cry franchise, but perhaps none more so than the fourth game. There are few things more immersion-breaking in open-world games than a large on-screen notification explaining that you're about to leave the combat or mission area. Far Cry 4 had some especially strict parameters for its air quotes mission zone, such that venturing even remotely off the beaten path would see your precious immersion totally shattered with an obnoxious warning message. While you may end up accidentally leaving the shockingly narrow mission zone because you stumbled across a point of interest, it's also entirely possible for the AI enemies to lead you astray. In extreme cases, you're not even able to use your sniper rifle because the required distance to operate the scope properly is outside of the damn mission zone. Obviously, it's important that open world games promote freedom, as is their entire appeal, and if a game's going to micromanage the player's movements so aggressively and outright fail them if they disobey the rules, then it probably shouldn't be an open world game at all, right? Number 2. Shadow of the Colossus. Exploring Shadow of the Colossus's rich, mysterious world is an absolute joy, though players who endeavour to reach the game's secret garden will find a rather nasty surprise waiting for them. To even consider reaching the garden, you'll first need to have your stamina effectively maxed out, which requires beating the game once and then twice more on New Game Plus. On your fourth playthrough, you'll now have enough stamina to climb a wall of moss outside the central shrine, which will let you reach the secret garden. In the garden, you'll see trees bearing bountiful-looking fruit, and though shooting down one and eating it will pop you the Fruit of the Garden trophy, it will also poison you. While fruit eaten in any other area of the game will slightly boost Wanda's maximum health, all of the fruit in the secret garden is poisonous and will decrease both your health and stamina considerably. That's quite the way to de-incentivize exploration in a game with such a lush, expansive world, right? And number 1, Life is Strange Before the Storm. And so our list concludes with a slightly sillier but no less punishing example from the Life is Strange prequel Before the Storm. In the game's very first episode, players are able to explore the bedroom of Chloe's mother Joyce, and upon opening one of her bedside drawers will be greeted with a decent collection of condom wrappers, some unopened, while others being torn open with clear lustful enthusiasm. Given that neither Chloe nor the player particularly wants to picture Joyce getting down to business with Chloe's stepfather David, the mere glimpse of the condoms is sure to send a nauseated shiver down everyone's spines. On the one hand, this is what you get for snooping around your mother's bedroom. Parents are people too, after all. But on the other hand, developers Deck 9 clearly knew that they'd leave players gagging with this discovery. Lesson learned. Now please, pass the brain bleach.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, UnitedHealthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.